Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. It's often said that beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. This, of course, presents a problem, for there can be no overall agreement on what constitutes beauty. Now, advertising agencies have established a global definition based upon a certain facial look and body shape. However, research for the advertising industry has revealed that no one facial type is more effective than any other. Quote, it appears that for every significant result supporting attractiveness as affecting attitude towards a brand or product, another study fails to show that effect. What this research goes on to note is that people's perception of an advertisement is affected not only by physical appearance, but also by personality inferences made by the viewer. Now, this reflects God's own estimation that beauty is more than skin deep. It's located within a person's hidden depths. It's an area where our eyes need opening to see God's beauty in someone. The Holy Spirit invites us to collaborate and nurture our inner beauty. Scripture clearly details this. What's more, we receive the fruit of the Spirit the moment we encounter and surrender to Jesus, a down payment for our future growth in God. The ability to employ love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, the fruit of the Spirit, is immediately within our grasp. But, like when I first used a chainsaw, it takes time to master the art. So, of course, it must take time to learn to deploy this spiritual fruit. God has slowly opened my eyes to determining beauty. It's not based upon any criteria I'd assumed. External beauty is, of course, attractive, not just physical beauty, but that of art, literature, music, in fact, across all of culture. Yet God's words to Samuel still resonate today. Don't judge a book by its cover. I am invited to take time to perceive and to discover the hidden beauty, the God seed that's so often overlooked. The shame of it is that individuals often fail to see their own beauty, having become so used to being ignored by a society consumed in its search for externals and the immediate gratification they appear to offer. And if I cannot see my own beauty, how can I perceive beauty in anyone else? It's a recipe for destroying human relationships as I project my own self-disgust upon everyone I meet. It becomes part of my inbuilt survival defense system. I'm reminded of the Ray Stevens song from many years ago, Everything is Beautiful. Released in 1970, I think its words capture the journey we're invited to take with Jesus in recognizing and revealing the true beauty with which we're surrounded every day. As we enter into the God space today, take your time to discover how beautiful you are to God. And as you accept your own beauty, give thanks and go in search of the real beauty in this world. Amen. I now am far slower to speak and make all-encompassing statements. God has quietened me and instructed me to seek the hidden inner beauty of each and every person as well as my own. Now do please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.